Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Pella Ambulance wants you to stop by for a visit. In an interview that took place right before tulip time, let's go in depth with Chief Greg Higginbotham and paramedic Julia Evans.
So I understand Pella Ambulance had a busy weekend.
We did have a busy weekend. You know, it seems like as spring gets here, you know, people are out and about a little bit more, and so you have, you know, your more your accidents and that type of thing. So spring is here.
Well, and one of the things I noticed is all the, well, this is a little bit of a bias, but I know some of the older guys, sort of like me, get out on their Harleys and we don't have the reflexes. It seems like lots of things can happen that keeps you all busy.
Yeah, sure, anything can happen. Like Greg said, it's spring, people are out and about on all sorts of transportation, anything's possible.
And so what kinds of calls did you respond to?
Well, we had a bike versus a vehicle call. We had a truck hit a tractor call. We had a lot of several different calls. Then you had your chest pains, which are year round, and I think we had a stroke call also. So we had a diabetic call. We had several, quite the array this weekend.
Well, and sometimes the calls are older people fall and they just need help getting up. I mean, you can be busy.
Yeah, it can be anything. It can be medicals. It can be transfers, accidents. Like you said, falls. The possibilities are endless, really.
And some of them are pretty routine, you're used to them, but some of them are pretty traumatic. They can impact your mental situation. They can initiate depression. They could be traumatic. They can be people you know. It must be tough to do sometimes.
Yeah, working in a smaller community, you have a tendency to know most of the people that you're going to. So coming from Knoxville, you know, I worked at Knoxville for 14 years, so most of the people that I responded to, they either knew me or I knew them. And it's a comfort for the family, and it's an added stress level for us to perform when we're there. So, you know, not only are we there for the situation, but we have a bond with a lot of these people. So it makes it tough, but it's one of those things that makes it unique too, because a lot of times you go there and you'll know a little bit of the history before you even get there. So, or you know the address and there's no wasted time in looking it up because you know exactly where that's at. So it's a unique thing.
But you enjoy it.
We do enjoy it. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but me personally and others, it's fun. We wouldn't do this if we didn't care. It's certainly not for the pay, but we enjoy what we do. We care about our patients, and that's what makes this job enjoyable, even through the stressful times.
Well, and there's a whole bunch of people that work for Pella Ambulance. You're over 30, right?
Yeah, we're closer to 39. You know, and of those, I think 20 of them, or at least 20, are volunteer. Which is a huge thing. You know, Pella still has a huge volunteerism in this community, and as a service, without those volunteers, we couldn't run and respond to the amount of calls we had without them.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know that Pella Ambulance isn't a part of the city.
No, we're a private nonprofit organization. The city owns our building. They give us this building to provide 911 coverage for the city.
All right, and so you've had some changeover. You've got a bunch of new people. And I've been, you know, coming in and out of here for, you know, 12, 13 years, whatever. And I think I have met and probably know only half of the people here. And so a lot of the community might not, you know what you do, who you are, things like that.
Yeah, there are a lot of new faces here, and some people that have lived in the community all their lives, and some people who I've just moved here recently, or whether college has brought them here, or family, or they just want to change. They've come to Pella and have come to us and want to volunteer and help out their community. And this is an opportunity to do that, serve the community and make a difference.
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pella Ambulance open house with Chief Greg Higginbotham and paramedic Julia Evans. Well, and Julia, you're organizing with Greg and the help of some other people at Pella Ambulance an open house. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've put together an open house. It's scheduled for May 11th from 3 to 6 p.m. The goal of the open house is to open our doors to the community to come in, see what our building looks like. We've done some remodeling. We've got some new sleeping quarters, and classroom is put together better than it was before. We want to show our trucks. We've got all sorts of activities planned. So, yeah, that's what we've planned this open house, just for the community to come meet us and see who responds to the calls in the community.
Well, and if you live in the community, sooner or later, we're probably going to see you. And it may not be the best situation. It might be a member of, might be us, might be a member of our families. And so just to make that connection is probably a good one to make.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, if you see me during my work hours, it's usually a bad day for you. So this is a great opportunity for them to come see the, we've had a lot of staffing changes. Where we've changed our staffing model and our hours that we work here, and chance for them to see, like Julia said, our classroom. We do a lot of classes for the public, whether it's an EMT class, whether it's a CPR class, whether it's a first aid class. We provide those, and it gives them all a chance to see exactly what it looks like here, what our classroom looks like, what our atmosphere here is like. So I'm in very excited for the community to see just what we've got going on here.
Well, and just being explained what the, you know, what's all of the equipment in the inside of an ambulance is fascinating. I mean, as a layperson, it's just fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, everything we cover or we have in our ambulances is something we work with every day. But like you said, for a lot of lay people, that's something they've maybe never seen. And it's cool and it's fun and it's exciting for us to show the community what we have, what we use. By looking at that, maybe it could make the experience less scary if you ever have to be with us or be treated by us. You maybe have an idea of what it is we have in the bags that we carry and all of that stuff.
Well, the equipment too. I think years ago I had a tour by the previous director, Doug Poking, and he gave me an EKG in the ambulance. I mean, it's remarkable, the equipment. I'm sure things have progressed since then.
Yeah, basically, everything that can be done in an ER, when you go to the ER at the hospital, we can do in the back of an ambulance. So, you know, that's one of the unique things. It's all jam-packed in that little area back there, but we can operate just like an ER.
Okay, and so the open house, again, is Saturday, May 11th. It's from 3 to 6 p.m., and I presume this is for the entire family.
We have activities planned for, yeah, like you said, the entire family. There will be a meal served there. We've got activities planned for the kids. We've visited the local elementary schools, and there's a little coloring contest, ambulance tours. There's an education piece, which we're really excited about, to share with the community what EMS is. A lot of folks may not fully understand what EMS is and what we do. And so we're excited to share that, share the changes that have happened in EMS. EMS, when it started, is not what it is now. It has progressed significantly. It used to be just a transport service and basic first aid. And it has, like Greg said, it has become so much more. So we're excited to show everyone about that. Like I said, show our remodel project that we were working on upstairs in our new sleeping areas. And also, the Pella Police Department has arranged for the What You Don't See trailer to be on site. And that's a trailer for adults to go through and just kind of see
that. Where your teenager might be hiding stuff. Is that trailer?
That's the trailer.
Okay. Well, good to know. Well, and you're not being intrusive. You're being protective and wise.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to
tell people that, I suspect. Okay, and Greg, are you going to talk a little bit, let's say, if I, all the stuff that's happening with Medicaid, Medicare, all that stuff, those are major transitions. Are they impacting the ambulance service? And will you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, I'll be there to kind of tell everybody what's on the future of EMS. What's coming down the pipeline? What are the changes that have affected EMS lately? I'll be able to be there and communicate that with a lot of people, because there's been a lot of, from Medicare and Medicaid, the changes they've had down the pipeline, how that affects EMS, and just the way we run service now is completely different than what it used to be. So I can be there, and I will definitely be there talking about all the different changes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pella Ambulance open house with Chief Greg Higginbotham and paramedic Julia Evans. And you're going to be doing a little fundraising too. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. We've got, there are certain things that we do with EMS. You know, one of the things that we had about 10 years ago that came out was the automatic cots, which did a lot of the lifting of patients for us. It reduced the amount of lifting we had to have, which probably extended my career quite a bit, because we all had back injuries way back when we first did this, lifting of the patients. So now they've come out with the self-loading cots. And not only does it load the cot into the back of the ambulance, so it creates another lift that you don't have to lift a patient, but it also secures the patient better in the back of an ambulance. So if there was ever an accident in the field, the patient would be more secure. So it's a better situation all the way around. But the problem with those is those things cost $30,000 a piece, and we have three ambulances. So you're looking, you know, about 90 grand just to get all that stuff up to where it needs to be so that we can have those. So that's something that is in the future that we're definitely wanting to put in our ambulances, to extend the lives of our paramedics, because paramedics are hard to come by nowadays, and we want to keep the ones we have.
Well, and you want the patients to have that added safety and comfort.
Yeah, it's not all about us. I mean, of course, we want to avoid back injuries, but it also helps the patient experience. It's a smoother transition, and like Greg mentioned, there's an added safety feature. There's always new technologies, and safety is obviously at the forefront. So the technology, improving technology, is helping keep people safer, and that's where we're looking in the future to get these systems.
Well, and most of us, our days pass by where we don't even think about you. I mean, we'll wander around town, live our lives, and just sort of take you for granted, don't we? And I guess maybe this is a time for us to come by and say thanks, too. Get to know you, say thanks.
Definitely thanks are appreciated, but that's not why we want them here. It's one of those things that people don't know that anything of, or even think about us until they need us. And it's funny that when they need us, time kind of stands still. And I've been on that other end when a 911, where I've been on scene and you're doing CPR and it seems like it takes 20 minutes, and you go back and look at times and it was only 2 minutes that it took an ambulance to get there. So that's something that with our staffing changes, our response times have improved drastically. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we're going to present obviously to the public too, is just how much better served the community is now with some of the steps that we're taking.
Okay, and so when and where is it again? Well, it's a Pella Ambulance, but when is it again?
Saturday, May 11th from 3 to 6 p.m. is when we'll be here at the Pella Ambulance Station. Stop by anytime in those hours and see what we... See what we've got going on here. It's exciting times. It's changing times, which can be difficult. We all know that, but it's exciting. And Pella and the Pella community should be excited, and we wanna show the Pella community what we have. And Marion County, for that matter. We all work together. Quite honestly, Pella Ambulance works with all the other agencies in Marion County. We work together, so we invite everybody.
Thanks to Chief Greg Higginbotham and paramedic Julia Evans for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.